All right, and we're live. So what's up, Junior?
What's up, man? What's up, how you doing, bro?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, bro.
Yo, man, before we start the podcast, guys, I want y'all to know that I got Junior here. He's a friend from high school. He's a young entrepreneur, and he owns his own shop. Like I said, he owns his own shop. How old are you, Junior?
I'm 25. 25.
25. 25 years old, and you own your own shop, man. How does that feel, man? Just to be 25 and own your own business, not even your own career.
Being 25 and owning your own little shop, I mean, it's a blessing, you know, because sometimes you don't get to have a shop. You know, a lot of people, a lot of older barbers, stylists have told me that, you know, you should be grateful because some of them don't even still have a shop.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, though, man, what people don't understand, don't realize, like, you know, you should be celebrated, man.
Yeah.
You're 25 years old and you have your own shop. Like you said, man, the other barbers and other people will tell you, you know, people go 30, 40, 50 years and don't have the courage to go have their own shop.
Or some people pursue the career and it's not for them and they back out. Yeah, so man. It's a blessing, you know.
Exactly. So what's your ethnicity?
Me, I'm Guatemalan.
Guatemalan?
Yeah, I'm Guatemalan, yeah. Man. Both parents.
Both parents?
But raised by only my mom because my dad passed away.
All right.
Yeah, my dad passed away when I was little and I got one brother and one sister.
Damn, man, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah. No, but it's stuff that happens in life and right. You can't control it. Like people say, you get the cards dealt and you gotta, you know, roll with it.
Yeah,
roll with the punches, man. It is what it is. Yeah. But I think that's what makes you stronger. At the end of the day, that's what makes you stronger. That's what makes you understand that, hey, you know, you need to value whatever you got at the end of the day.
Yeah, man. Especially just having that struggle, man, makes you tougher.
Yeah.
So, where were you raised at, man? You were raised in Immokalee,
man. We were all born in Immokalee. I was actually born in Immokalee, but you know how they say it when they take you to Naples and your birth certificate, they
right.
go, oh, well, he's from Naples. I was actually born at the house, we're all raised here in Immokalee, you know. Farm to agricultural town, you know.
Right.
Go to school. Everybody pretty much goes to different elementary schools, mm-hmm. meet back up in middle school, and goes back to the same high school.
For sure. Yeah. What elementary school did you go to?
I went to Pinecrest.
Pinecrest?
Yeah, I went to Pinecrest. Yeah, I went to Pinecrest, and that's where I met up, you know, a lot of good friends out there, and then out of nowhere, you know. I used to play basketball too, bro, but then I stopped growing, so I said, yeah, basketball ain't for me.
All right.
Yeah.
I think I met you in middle school, man.
Middle school, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Everybody knew you, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, everybody knew you, bro.
I was always trying to be friends with everyone, man. I like being around people.
Yeah, good people, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, growing up in Immokalee, and you said, you know, it's an agricultural community. Like, how did that environment affect you?
I mean, I feel like it affected a lot of us because at the same time, there's really nothing here.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to make the best of it, you
right.
know, like a lot of people get into sports. Really, in order for you to do anything in town, you got to travel outside, you know, like
right.
there's nothing here basically besides work, agriculture. Even agriculture, you got to go out of town, you know what I mean? But a lot of these kids, they try to find things, you know, sports and stuff to keep them occupied.
Right.
I mean, obviously there's other bad things they do, but I think for the most part, the sports and all the extra activities out here, you know, keep us busy. But for like us, for like me, I mean, there's really, really nothing, bro. We're just trying to find something to do. Pursue something, a career or something, you know. Like me, I didn't pursue anything major like a college career because I felt like me leaving was going to be kind of harder
right.
in a way because, you know, a single parent, mm-hmm. I didn't want to put that stress on her.
Right.
Knowing that I don't make no secure income, I was like, I'll just go for a trade.
Right.
You know, I felt like that was the best option for me
right.
at the time. I still think it was the best option. I don't ever regret it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this career, look at you. You got your own business now.
This career has its ups and downs. You know, the barber industry is a little different compared mm-hmm. to a regular job because our income comes from piecework.
Right.
And if we don't make anything, we're kind of like, we're screwed. You know?
Right.
Cause,
so how's the pressure of like having to cut everyone's hair perfectly? Is
that
do you feel that type of pressure?
I mean, I feel like when you like it, it's just something that comes natural. I feel like when you as a man, you understand what a guy kind of looks. Obviously, I don't have no type of facial hair, mm-hmm. but I feel like I kind of got the picture of what
right.
the person describes. You know what
right.
I mean? I feel like it's nothing hard because I've been doing it for a little minute now. But at the same time, it's like you like it, it's just gonna flow. You know, it
yeah,
just
no,
flows through you. You know,
I understand, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you first started cutting hair, man, how long did that take, man, going through school and everything? Like,
going through school. Going
to that barbershop school.
No, it was a cosmetology. Yeah, right. I went to the iTech right here, the cosmetology. Mm-hmm. I don't know, bro. To be honest with you, man, the whole thing started really because of a friend. You know what I mean? And
shout out to that friend.
Yeah, shout out to my friend, you know, Freddie. And he actually told me one day, he was like, cut my hair. And I was like, man, you crazy, bro. Like, I'm going to mess you up. He's like, yeah, man, it's just, you know, at the time, you know, we're not going to school. We're out of school. We're not really working too much. Right? We're trying to figure out what we want to do. We were like, man, we ain't got that much money. Of course, you know, you don't have that much money because you're not really working too much. Right. But he's like, man, come on, man. You know, you save me some money. So I grabbed his clippers, put on the clip. Mm-hmm. It felt so weird, bro. Like, if it was the most complicated thing I think I've ever encountered trying to cut somebody's hair at the moment. And I was like, man, I'm going to mess you up, bro. He's like, look, man, it's a simple haircut. Don't worry about it. The only thing that you might have to worry about it is, giving the edge. So I did it, and, you know, boom, boom. I was telling him, hey, how you do? Or do it like this, do it like that. And he's like, you see, there you go. It came out nice. In my head, I'm like, damn, this is probably the best feeling I've ever gotten after high school. Right. I felt like a purpose, you know. I was like, dang.
No, you felt that accomplished.
Yeah, maybe I should look into going to school. Mm-hmm. So I took my test. You know, they make you take a test, a tape test, and to try to get into the iTech.
Right.
And I was like, well, you know, it wasn't too hard. I passed it the first time. And then, I went to go get me some cheap clippers.
Right.
From, you know, Walgreens, Walmart, you know, and I started doing that.
Right.
But that's pretty much how it kind of all started, bro.
That makes sense, though, right? Mm-hmm. Especially in our community, man, if you don't have a trade or anything, man, you're going to be working out in the fields.
In the field, yeah.
That's all we know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And the field work isn't, I'm not bashing it or anything like that, but me, I feel like if you're born here and you have a little bit more opportunity than somebody else, you should take advantage of the situation and try to do something better.
I agree, man. I mean, bro, I'm a big guy, bro. I'm about 300 pounds, and I don't want to be out in the fields, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and so for me, man, I went and, you know, graduated college, and then I found my trade, and I do what I do now. But, you know, now I'm trying to start this, and then hopefully this podcast does good.
It will, man.
Well, I appreciate it, man.
It will, bro.
So, like, well, when you started cutting hair, man, how was it in the sense of, like, having to cut different ethnicity hair? So, like, for example, like, we're Hispanic, so our hair is different from, let's say, a black guy's hair or a white guy's hair. How was it transitioning the techniques to different
It, I'm not going to sit here and say that it was easy. No, it wasn't. I like to tell people nowadays, you know, you get people to walk in and say, hey, can you cut my hair? I like to simply say, hair is hair. Now, back then, I'll probably run to the back and be like, nah, it ain't for me, because it was complicated. And certain people are very picky about their hair. You know what I mean? Like, we have people that don't play around about their image.
Right.
You know, they come here and they want something, and that's what they're going to get.
Yeah, they want that premium experience.
Especially if they're paying for it.
Right.
So I don't lie to people. I tell them how it is, you know, like, in the sense of, hey, can you do it? Yeah, bro, I could do it. You know, I don't really try to refuse nobody, because it makes you better.
Right.
You know, why run from something that's going to make you better? You know, if you don't know it, get to know
it.
Right. It's something that I feel like, I tell people, even to this day, people that are, you know, new students in the cosmetology class, they're like, hey, how do you do this? How do you do that? I'm like, well, do it. You know, you can only perfect it. You only get better from it.
Yeah, you got to practice and try it.
But, yeah, for the most part, I'm not going to sit here and say it was easy. No, it was kind of complicated. I worked at a barbershop in Fort Myers, you know, that kind of helped me out a lot, too. Mm-hmm. It was called Booms. Now it's Mikey's, one of my homeboys. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool guy. The men in there, you know, they've had 8 years plus experience.
So, okay, so even when you go out of a barbershop and you're new, you still got the veterans in there that's trying this is if you go against the grain.
For the most part, some barbershops will help you. Okay. Not every.
So it just depends on the person.
It just depends who you surround yourself with, the way I see it. Mm-hmm. There are some people that are, you know, unfortunately, they're very greedy.
Right.
They don't want you there. You know what I mean? Because it means if there's another person, you take more business away from it. But that's not the way it should be. You know, if anything, you uplift each other, you help each other, because at the end of the day, like a lot of people like to say, it's still sharp or steel. You know what I mean? If you surround yourself with people that are positive, you know, there's no way that you're not going to grow. I feel like, in general, for this place that I have, I want to build it. And see, it's still an upbringing. I'm still trying to build it. I'm still trying to get it. So at the end of the day, I don't want to bring people in my environment that are going to be negative. I want people to be positive. If anything, I'm not sitting here and say I know everything, but I want to help the next person.
Right.
Whoever, you know, to build each other. Right. But most barbershops, for the most part, it's like that, bro. I mean, I was blessed that I found that barbershop. I only had like about a year and a half experience before I went to go work in Fort Myers, and it was, you deal with everything, bro. Right. I never cut Asians' hair. I never cut Australians' hair, you know, real white people, you know what I mean? And the way I see it is you learn from it. Like, the Caucasian, you want to say, their hair, you can't go too short, unfortunately, right, because they have very light hair.
Right.
So things like that, you kind of learn on, you know, it's a learning experience. You learn on them. And I was like, what? See, because like us, if you go, you know, you cut their hair low, you can still see a lineup, you know. If you cut them bald, that's a different thing.
Right. But and that's the thing, though, too, especially like being Hispanic, like we tend to have like jet black hair compared to, like you said, like an Australian.
Light hair, you got to be more careful. Right. You know what I mean?
So when you cut like a guy who has blonde hair, so you would use a different technique?
Than I would use, yeah. I wouldn't go as like, I feel like I wouldn't go too low as much as I would go on somebody that has our type of dark thickness hair. You know?
So let's say the customer wanted a 1, and he wanted the edge. Would you recommend like, hey man, maybe we should do a 2 or a 3?
If he had lighter hair, depends about his hair, right, how light it is. Mm-hmm. It depends how curly it is, because some people want their curls. You can't go too low. There's different things you can't do and you can. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I know you've cut my brother's hair. My brother Arnold had cancer, and you cut it when his hair was falling out.
Yeah.
Was that hard? Was that difficult? Or was it just a little different?
It was, you know.
Because he had like the balls.
The only difficult part about it was trying not to hurt him. You know, knowing that he's very sensitive to certain things. Mm-hmm. That was the hard part. I feel like whenever somebody goes, you know, like you say, he's going through treatment, doing stuff like that. I think the best thing you do is just, you know, make him look nice. You know, it doesn't have to be dramatic. Like you say, it doesn't have to be something where, oh, wow, now he's bald type of deal. Or I gave him a skin fade. No, just make him look better, you know, make him look more up to.
Yeah, make him feel good about himself.
Yeah, make him feel good about himself.
Yeah,
you know?
That's for sure.
Yeah. I don't think it's hard, bro. I don't know. A lot of people tell me like, damn, how do you do this? How do you do that? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it no more, because I've been doing it for a little minute now. Right. It just comes
naturally.
Yeah, natural, bro. Yeah. It just naturally, you know, just comes, you know.
No, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Without naming any names, how many different barbershops have you worked at?
A couple, man. I've been cutting hair for 5 years. Probably about 5. I think it's 5 or going on 5 or running on, you know, going on 6, but I don't keep track, bro. I just been. All I know is 2013, I graduated. 2014, graduated Ed Tech. From there,
I'm going from there.
From there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm asking because, like, now that you have your own shop, do you see, like, the good things from each barbershop you worked at and you take and pull from that?
The barbershops that I've worked at, which was, I want to say, it's been, like, about 3, 4, maybe 5, you know. I could say that I've learned certain things from them. And I'm not perfect, you know what I'm saying? But I've learned certain things from each barbershop. Things I want to do, things I don't want to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I would always tell people, and, you know, people would always tell me, why do you jump shops, you know? They would tell me, why don't you just stay here? I'm like, well, you got to feel comfortable, or I feel like it's got to fit your vision. You know what I'm saying? And I'm grateful for a lot of these barbershops that I worked at, because they showed me a lot of things. I've learned a lot of things. And
that was going to be my next question. Like, why didn't you just be like everyone else and just work at someone else's shop?
I just have a goal, man. I have a dream. You know, I had a dream. You know, when I started cutting hair, I told myself, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to own it one day.
Right.
You know, own my own little thing. Right. From the beginning, I told myself that. I don't know. Maybe I have an ambitious mindset. Ambitious just goes to me. It's not, I mean, I'm reckless or I'm greedy. No, ambitious just means I just try to get certain things that I didn't have.
Right.
You know, I don't have, I want to get, you know. But my opinion, I feel like you got to set goals for yourself.
Right.
Why do it if you're not going to be, in a way, really good at it, in a way, you know what I mean? Or why set yourself up? You know, working for somebody is certain things that people want to do.
Right.
But I feel like you control the environment where you're at. Certain places, they allow certain things to, you know, to happen, and unfortunately, it doesn't go with somebody sometimes.
Right.
You know, meaning cleanliness, who comes there, like certain people that are very negative. Mm-hmm. Or, like I said, barbers sometimes are very, they're very competitive, you know right. what I mean? And unfortunately, you know, some people bash other people.
Right.
But that's the things that sometimes I didn't like, you know what I mean? Because I'm not there trying to compete. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to build. I'm trying to grow. Yeah, I'm trying to grow, you know what I mean? Become a better person. Having your own shop, I feel like you can control the environment. You can control who comes in there to work with you. Because I don't, a lot of people say, your barbers, no, they work with me. You know what I mean?
Right.
They, we'll self-employed. They work for their own. Mm-hmm. They just work under, you know, basically under me.
Right.
But we work together.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, no, that makes sense.
This building, they're just as good as, the way I see it, they're just as good as me. Just because I own something doesn't make me better than nobody.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
yeah, man, you're really humble, man.
Owning your own place is a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
That was going to be my next question, man. Which was, did high school really prepare you to start your own business? Or just in general, man? Just like
High school, bro, I was really in, like, I actually did my work, bro. Yeah. High school wasn't too hard, man. I actually paid attention. Right. I did pretty good, you know. I had a decent GPA. Preparing me for this career, not really.
No?
Not really, bro. Not really.
No, like, man, I know there was electives and everything, but, man, I feel like they weren't being pushed enough. Or even in economic class, like, you know, balancing a checkbook is out of date. We don't need a balance checkbook. We don't have checkbooks.
Uh-huh.
Balancing, just your bank statement is just important, too.
Uh-huh.
Did they ever teach you how to do your taxes for your business? Or did they ever, like, even push you, like, hey, man, this is something that, you know, if you do decide to own your own business, like, how would you file your W-2s or anything like that? Did they ever, you know, I mean, we went to the same high school. I don't remember it being like that. Did you ever?
High school? No, not really, bro. Now, I'm not going to sit here and lie. No, not really. I've actually talked to a couple people in different counties. Mm-hmm. I met, in this career, you will meet. I go to the international hair shows every year. And I try to make it a goal to go because it always opens up your eyes to what you need to keep improving.
Mm-hmm.
There's people out here that are charging really good money for haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
We're blessed, you know what I mean? In this town, we're blessed. Why? Because we don't charge as much as certain places,
right.
Certain areas. As far as being ready for this, like, high school, I feel like in this county, in this area, they should kind of change things up in the school system in a way. Because I feel like once you graduate, you should at least have a trade under your belt. I've always told somebody that, because college isn't for everybody.
Right.
Unfortunately, college isn't for everybody, and it's very expensive. Not everybody can afford, you know, college.
Right.
I feel like trade is an alternative route you could take. It's not bad. It's something that makes you, I mean, it puts something on your belt. Graduating with a diploma and a trade, that's perfect. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? As far as knowing how to build, take care of your own business, no, not really, bro.
Yeah.
High school kind of taught you how to kind of get ready for college.
Right.
The iTech taught you, you know, teaches you a lot more, but I feel like it's not enough time. And me, I wasn't trying to be there for 2 years.
Right.
I was in the mindset of going and getting out.
Yeah.
Getting what I needed and get out.
Right.
Learning hands-on is more in me. In the actual trade.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is leads also
doing hair, you
right.
know what I mean? When I started the iTech, it just kinda started everyday thing, bro. I mean, I didn't realize how much it was actually gonna take over my life, bro. This right here is my, a lot of people say this is a job. I feel like this is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
This is a lifestyle because I wake up, cut hair. You know?
Right.
And then
I mean, well, everyone hits you up too.
Yeah, pretty much my friend. Or if I have, and see, that's the thing. Like my clients, I feel like I like to say they're my friends because
mm-hmm.
I know them. You know, they sit in my chair. They walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how you doing? You know, so and so. I know their name. I know what they do. I know where they work. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's kind of like a family thing. You know what I mean? Hey, come on. Good morning. Good afternoon. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm too busy that, you know, unfortunately I can't say that. But they know. You know what I mean? I know them.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not sitting here. I'm perfect. That no. You know, we kind of. We know each other already. Like
right.
you, I already knew you from high school. You
right.
know what I mean? And it's crazy, bro. It's, you know each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I mean, well, even when I'm here, man, like, I even see, like, you know, you cutting my hair, and someone comes in, like, hey, man, do you know where this building's at?
Yeah,
like, yeah, man, try hey. To help them out. Yeah, yeah, and then you tell them where it's at, but hey, man, here's my card. Yeah. Yeah. If you ever need a haircut, man, for a job or anything, yeah, just like, come
yeah
over here.
Yeah.
Going that extra step, I feel like, is important, man. I've never seen any other bar.
We have buildings right next to this right now. Like I tell people, it doesn't hurt to help other businesses out. Mm-hmm. Some people, in the beginning, when I first got this building, nobody really, I feel like there's a lot of people that don't know where we at, you know, what we do or what we offer. But at the same time, it's just a building. We just started. There's this ice cream place downstairs, you know, Ohana, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We started together in a way. They opened up before me, but, you know, we started around the same time.
Right.
The people that come up here, I always offer, hey, bro, you know, we got businesses downstairs that you probably don't know of. If you know, somebody that needs something, we got it downstairs. Right. You know what I mean? We help each other, bro. That's the goal. In life, I feel like when you help somebody, in a way, they're going to help you. You know what I mean?
And that's the way we were kind of raised, man. First of all, being Hispanic, but mm-hmm. even just growing up in Immokalee, man, where everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
Like, you know my cousins and my cousin's
yeah
cousins.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. You know, I'll say, oh, so-and-so. Oh, that's my cousin.
Yeah.
Oh, but like, hey, this and that. Oh, that's my cousin. Oh, you know, I'm like, wow, that's my brother. What? Right. What? Damn. Cut the whole fam, you know?
Yeah, man. And that's the beautiful part about, mm-hmm. you know, the small community. Now, man, so how was it trying to start your own business, man? Like learning, like having to do all, like, all the codes and, you know, learning how to do, you know, pass the inspections, because I'm pretty sure there's inspections.
Yeah, there's inspections, yeah. You
know, just trial and error, or, you know, just looking at the other shops and the art, man, just doing that, or just doing research on your own.
I'm not gonna sit here and say that I prepped for this. This kind of just happened.
Right.
This happened out of nowhere. I had to do something, you know, I had to make a decision. Mm-hmm. Either it was going to make me or it's going to break me.
Right.
I feel like anytime you open up or try to do anything for yourself, it's a gamble.
Right.
It can go good, it can go bad. But I feel like whenever I try to get this going, bro, I had bad luck, bro.
Right.
A lot of people...
But that's how it feels, right? It feels like the world's against you.
It really felt like that, bro. Money-wise and things that happen, you know what I mean? When I was trying to get this business going, I feel like, you know, some of my friends were like, they didn't want to help, you know, certain people, you know. And
that's
like,
crazy, bro, because I remember when I met you, you came to my job and I saw mm-hmm. you, and you're like, yo, man, I cut hair. And I was like, all right, man, for sure.
Yeah.
And then I think like a week or two later, bro, yeah, I came and saw you. I was like, yeah, bro, I'm going to show you
right,
some love.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I had some friends that weren't able to help me at the time, and I was like, oh, man, I need help. You know, I had got into a little car accident.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a vehicle for a while. I'm talking about 2 months, I think, I didn't have my vehicle mm-hmm. or so. I was like, dang, how do I get the supplies? How do I do this? How do I do that? You know, a lot of people will tell you, you'll find out who your, you know, truly your friends are.
Right.
And I feel like I kind of did, you know what I mean? Because there's people in your life that you don't really pay too much attention to.
Right.
And I'll own up to that. And I felt like at that time I was like going crazy because I was trying to get this going as fast as I can.
Mm-hmm.
As efficient and as fast as I could, because I don't want this to look as too, you know, sloppy or whatever.
Right. But no, it's your business, man.
Yeah.
It's your name on it.
Yeah, it's a representation of me,
yourself,
you know?
Yeah.
So when this happened, bro, I feel like I had so much bad luck. Everything was against me. I found nice people. They helped me out. As far as money, some people would, you know, some, of course, people won't do certain things for free, but
mm-hmm.
that's understandable. People make a living. People got to survive.
All right.
Opening your own shop, yeah, it's hard, bro.
It's hard?
It's hard.
I mean, that's the thing, though, man. People don't see the sweat, blood, and tears that you put into
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know, they just
yeah.
see the end result. It's like perfect example, and I'm going to use this as an example. Like, same thing with, when you cut my hair, you're telling me about McKinsey.
Yeah.
No one saw his sweat, blood, and tears, man.
Yeah.
Now look where he's at now.
Yeah.
And then now, you know, that's what you're trying to get
yeah.
into, but in a different lane.
Yeah.
Where you're trying to start, you start your own business, and now you're just maintaining.
Yeah.
And you're trying
yeah.
to get better
trying
and better.
To get better.
You know, who's not to say in 2, 3, 4 years, you'll have another shop, and you'll have a shop in Fort Myers.
Yeah.
Or a
yeah.
shop in Naples.
That's the goal.
Right.
That's the goal.
Starting a franchise, man.
I feel like, I've always told myself, I'm willing to give it a try. If I fail, it's just a learning experience.
Right.
Don't be afraid. For a lot of people, they might feel like failing is the end of the world. I feel like it keeps you going, you learn from it, and it humbles you again because
right.
you realize that it's not easy. It's not easy, you know? You need to have things in life to put you back.
Right.
And ground yourself. Learning how to... See, I get two pressures now. Mm-hmm. I have to cut the clients that come look for me. Mm-hmm. And then now I got to keep people that work with me happy.
Right.
As far as them having a place that they can cut hair peacefully. Mm-hmm. You know, I had problems with the AC recently. Mm-hmm. You know, things like that. Who are they going to look on? Me.
Right.
They're going to look at me and be like, so are you going to fix that? Or are we going to have to do it? You know what I mean? So right. I get double pressure now. Business, it's challenging, bro.
Yeah.
It's challenging. Yeah.
I mean, like I said, people don't see the ins and outs of it.
They don't see the grind. Right. They just don't see the shine, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even through the hardship, man, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Like, how rewarding does it feel to be your own boss?
To be your own... It's good, bro.
Because that's what you are, man. That's what you are.
I feel like it's the same thing, though. I feel like it's the same thing. Because I've always... I don't know, bro. Like, a lot of people say, man, you take this job too serious. Well, I do take it serious because I want people to take me serious. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them to crack jokes and be like, oh, nah, this and that. No. You know, like... When I first started cutting hair, I would show up, and I don't do it as much now, but because I stay late, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I used to show up at 8, and I wouldn't leave till I felt like I was ready, you know what I mean? In the beginning, it wasn't easy. In the beginning, you know, certain people wanted to get to know you, wanted to know your skills.
Right.
And, of course, you got to win them over in a way, you know what I mean? So, it takes time, but...
Damn it, how many free haircuts did you get to prove that you're a good barber? Just out of curiosity, or is that even a thing?
Free, I've always, I hook people up, you know what I mean? I'm not going to sit here and say
Well, I'm
no.
not saying maybe not now, but I'm saying when you first started.
When I first started, I had to show up, bro.
I got you, man. It's all me.
I had to do crazy things, like, hey, man, check me out, the first one, I got you, or bring a friend, I cut you for free, and stuff like that, which it helps me out, you know what I mean? At the time, you know, trying to get clients, and people would be like, well... So-and-so is too busy, you know what I mean? I'll just go check you out.
Right.
And that's how, you know, pretty much. You know, I never really... I'm not the type of person to be like, man, come check me out, you're barber man. No, never that.
Right.
It's more like, hey, if your barber's too busy one day, try me out. If you like it, you know,
right.
You know where I'm at. You know where to find me. Yeah.
That's kind of how what happened with... when you told me that you're cutting hair, and I was going to, like, two other barbers, and they're just always busy, man.
Mm-hmm.
They always just backed up.
Backed
you gotta do 3 weeks in the mass advance... what is it called?
Appointments
and everything. And I was like, man, I'm just gonna go to Junior, man. First of all, like, that's my boy from school, and I'm gonna give him the shot. And then you did good, and I just come with you ever since.
Yeah.
And my brother comes to you now.
Yeah.
I think my other little brothers, I think George and them.
Yeah,
come
them.
Too.
Yeah, yeah.
And they come too, man. So that's just awesome, man. But nah, man, I feel like you should be celebrated, man. Like, you're a young king, bro,
mm-hmm.
in the sense of, you know, you the master to your destiny. You have your own business. You're starting it from the ground up, and it's just awesome, man. And you deserve to be recognized for it, man.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with McKinsey. Same thing with Dearness. Same thing with JC. Same thing with Deidre, man. They worked hard. They had an end goal, and they met it.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're gonna, you know, they're in the NFL, and they're doing the best that they could, you know. And that's the same thing for you, man. You're doing the best that you could, and you're awesome, man. Like I said, how many people can say that they have a business at 25? I can't say it.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
it's a goal, bro. It's not easy, and just keep your head up, you know. There's going to be hard times, but you got to keep going.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I like to tell people I'm not going to let nobody see me fall in the way. You know what I mean? And if they do, they're not going to. And if I ever do fall... That's why I'm nice to people.
Right.
Because I don't ever want them to think that I was somebody that I wasn't. You know
right.
what I mean? I want to be myself. I don't want to change. I want to be myself. You know what I mean? I'm the same old person. People look at me. Sometimes they look at me different. They're like, oh, you got this, you got that. I'm like, bro, I'm starting a business. It's
right.
not, I'm not going to see anything now. It's later, you know, if it becomes successful.
Right.
You know, I like to, like you said, open up a future barbershop. Maybe.
Right.
That's a possibility. But I don't want to open franchise. Up. I don't want to open up something, and lose what I've already built. You know
right.
what I'm saying? I want to make sure that if I got a secure team,
mm-hmm.
a team that's hungry, ready to get it, and then we'll move on to the
I
next.
Feel like that'd be the right way to do it. Like
mm-hmm.
start your first shop, get it to how you want it. It's exactly how you want it, all right, now just make another one and get it to this one. And then just start from the standards. You have to have standards, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, man. And then, you know, who, you know, I'm talking to older you. Who is that? Would you have ever thought that the little boy that from a single mom, little Guatemalan kid, raising a monkey agricultural company would ever own his own business? Nah.
I never would have.
If you would have talked to your little, like you as a kid now, like would you have believed it when, you know, you talking to him? Like, yeah. If you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
if I could go, like, right. Talk to him and give him advice, damn, I don't know, bro.
Would believe it? Like, would you think your little self would believe it?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I could believe it, bro. I still don't believe it to this day, you know what I mean? Every little thing that I put into this, it was a representation of what I've always kind of wanted. Mm-hmm. As far as the location, I like it. You know what I mean? It's different upstairs. You know what I mean? Upstairs barbershop. It's pretty cool. I think a lot of people might be like, damn, bro, how do you deal with the stairs every day? You get used to it.
Exercise,
yeah,
man.
You get used to it, bro. Get your blood pumping, ready for the first cut. You know what I mean? That's the way I tell them, hey, I'm ready, bro. I done walked up them stairs, and I'm ready to cut your hair, bro.
There
you know?
Go.
Yeah.
Drink a little panecito con café, and then you come up the stairs.
Yeah, I don't think I would have ever imagined myself owning something, bro.
Yeah. As a young kid?
Yeah, as a young kid, bro.
Yeah. How proud is your mom about it, man?
She's happy.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's happy. I didn't tell her until I had this place pretty much,
like, set
together.
Yeah? Nice,
and
man.
She, you know, I brought her in here. She's like, what is this? We pulled up. My sister was really excited to tell her, and then brought her up, and she's like, what are we doing here? And then she's seen the chairs, and she's seen the stations, and she's like, are you gonna work? Like, she's the first thing she told me, are you gonna work here? I'm like, she's like, whose is it? I'm like, it's mine. She's like, whoa. She was shocked.
Yeah.
She was shocked.
How did that make you feel, man?
Good.
Yeah.
Good because I feel like that's what every parent wants to see, you know, like, you know, their struggles, the things they went through, it paid.
Right.
It paid.
I mean, it's not for nothing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially our parents, you know, if they worked in the fields, it's not an easy job, bro. Yeah. Not an easy job.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're about to get up to the time where he's about to open up for shop. Junior, let people know where they can find you, the address, contact, and social media, man.
Okay, contact, address is 55 New Market Road, East, building, we're with building number 5, suite number 5. We're in Immokalee. My Instagram is Limitless Barbershop. 239, of course, because, you know, repping for the 239, you know?
Mm-hmm, yes, sir.
And you can follow me on Facebook, Junior Velasquez. And, yeah, pretty much, man. If you ever need a haircut, we're here. It's three of us, so don't ever be afraid to come check us out. We do our thing.
And then just as a customer here, man, I just want everyone to know that, you know, it's a real good environment. Makes you feel, you know, at home. It actually makes you feel like you're part of the family. And this is awesome. So for all you fuckboys out there, support my boy. Not only that, but don't be afraid to take a chance and do what you want to do. All right, guys. Be blessed.